From Los Angeles, California, here is That Which Is with John Roger. That Which is presented by MSIA, the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, a movement dedicated to awakening the spiritual heart within each of us. John Roger is the founder and spiritual advisor of MSIA, the founder and president of the Institute for Individual and World Peace, and other organizations for the purpose of improving people's lives. John Roger is a best-selling author, and he has been teaching and conducting seminars for many years. This seminar is entitled, Are You in Alignment with the Christ? Right after John Roger speaks, we'll tell you how you can obtain more information about the movement.
I don't know if you've paid much attention to it, but on the telephone, or on the radio, or on TV, they're playing songs that are traditionally not Christmas carols. And so we're moving it into rum-da-dum-dum, me and my drum. And they're taking the words to the night before Christmas, and they're moving those around very cleverly. So we get to enjoy it. Don't lose track of where your joy comes from, because you can hear things out here, and one person likes it and the other one doesn't. Where's the difference being made if they're hearing the same thing inside? So if somebody doesn't like what you like, you have to compromise. Listen to the first part of theirs and the last part of yours. Then everybody will be miserable. Or just say, that won't be in our relationship. This particular song, two songs, three songs. We yelling at each other will not be in our relationship. That's going to be. You want to go outside and yell at me? Go far enough away so I can't hear it and then yell. Or go in the car, turn on the radio real loud, roll up all the windows and yell. Or if you're afraid you'll be heard, cry. And if you're afraid you'll be seen, just simper a little bit. They get to find out what's going on. Then you walk in and say, I've been out in the car simpering over you. He goes, well, you're a simpering idiot, so why wouldn't you do that? I'm not surprised. That doesn't shake me. Do it. 12 of you people outside of L.A. area watching on TVs or, let's see, computers. Hope you're having a good time with this boring subject. If you're not, you didn't listen to one of the first part. So I gave you the three. Take care of yourself, others, everything to your advancement. Then we like health, wealth, happiness, prosperity. Boy, on that one, you can get all sorts of dollar signs. What's the next one? Abundance and riches and health, wealth, and happiness. Not necessarily in that order. Be calm. As the youngsters would say, cool. I found out cool means you're supposed to look like a doper. I said, well, I've been cool for years. I guess I don't have to do much. And a lot of people say, I doubt that there's a mystical traveler, that John or JR is that, or anybody else. I said, goodbye. You have to go to another university called the University of Hard Knocks. And they're going to untie your knots and straighten you out and put you in line for the usability you can have to the community, to the culture, to the world, to the energy fields that we produce and can put out. Years ago, I taught the initiates how to change the weather by using the energy fields that comes off the initiation. We went into Lagos, I guess it was the airport in Nigeria. On the way out, It was raining. It was overcast. Believe me, we were all through with Nigeria. And so the plane could have left a day early, and I'd got out of bed and gone out on it. The people are great. It's just they haven't done much with the country. You can walk what looks like cement because it's brown and it's hard. And then the next day you walk over it, it's mucky and mushy because it rained. And you can see it's going to seep through. Does that make it an inferior culture? No, it's exciting. When they told us about a lot of the snakes there, Jen, would you like to go see him? I said, just show me a picture. That'll be close enough for me. I know some of them thought, what a pansy. That's okay. I could leave and they couldn't. So I was okay with being a pansy or whatever else they wanted to say. And then I went back. As I got off the plane, I said, what kind of fool are you? And someone on the staff said, what? To me, what? I said, I was just wondering, what kind of fool are you that you allowed yourself to get hooked into this trip? Because I never asked you to come. I just told you I was going. And they looked and they said, well, wherever the traveler goes, I'm going to go too. I said, it's in you, so stay home. They said, no, I like to be around your physical body. I said, oh, so it's body religion. Is that what we're dealing with? They said, stop that. That's not what this is about. This is about you going inwardly, and if you want to find me, go there. And if you can't go there, get a picture. If you can't do that, get a videotape. If you can't do that, come to a seminar. Why is that the last one? Because that's the way it works. And yet at the same time, we all know that the information process of giving information, the more senses that it can touch and reach, the more chance you have of getting it. And you can sit here in this room physically alive with all of us and not get what's happening. Because you think the words have to be a certain way. Many, many years ago, I said, it doesn't matter what I say. I can say ham and eggs, ham and eggs, ham and eggs, ham and eggs, and the Spirit will move upon you because it's anchored through here. They said, how do I do that? I said, you have to be lucky enough to catch it. But it seems to favor those who are prepared. And so we say, let's prepare you. And what is that? Use everything. But they got my parking place. They're parked outside in my lot out there. What do I do? Tow the car, use everything. To your advancement, upliftment, and growth. Oh, how's that going to help by towing the car? When they come after you, you'll get a lot of strength and abilities tested. But can you put a sign there? Sure, they're there. Where? Down the bumper guards. Well, I never looked there. I know that's why I'm telling you, look there now. So we look to the churches and temples and cathedrals, man-made objects saying, this is where God lives. This is the house of God. You should see the house of God. You know, it's universes. And God is in this room as us, with us, being with us, because that's how big he is. So talking on the phone the other day, about 2 months ago, guy said, how is it? Oh, let's see if I can remember exactly how I said. I won't do exactly because that's not what the information is about. In fact, Spirit just told me I'm censored out of that. I love it. I really love this. This is the first time in about 10 years that they made a fool out of me publicly. So how am I going to use that to my advancement, upliftment, and growth? I'll think about it after I get through being angry about it. Isn't that what we tend to do? Wait till they get theirs. Yours is not to give to them. Boy, if you knew the secret karma of your worst enemy, you would never do another thing to hurt them again. You may have to stay away from them, because inadvertently you could, but it wouldn't be that you intend to take revenge. We tend to take redemption. We want to be redeemed for these sins against other people that we commit in our conscious awareness in the body. Then the basic self gets involved, and you're not aware of it. He's busy taking revenge anyway, and then somebody takes your car. Well, while we're up in Grace, we heard an alarm going off on the excursion, the big gas suckling buggy. But I tell you, when we put the 9 people in there and put the 2 people in another car, and we drive for a while and we check the gas mileage and divide it by the number of people, we win. That's simple. So while I was at a shopping place, somebody wrote a note and put on my car. They said, "Don't you know these cars drink up a lot of gas?" I said, "Well, if it takes more than an eye drop, it's a lot of gas. So I guess all the cars are equally guilty." Then I thought, I'm sure glad I got this, but they really shouldn't make them. They really shouldn't. Or they should increase the miles per gallon. Really increase it. Like every time the price of gas goes up, they have to increase the miles per gallon by 5 miles. And when the car goes down, the others get to stay there, because that's for the people. The others are for corporations. I'm not bagging or bad-mouthing corporations. Thank God we got them, or we would not have a lot of the things we have now. Then you can go around the world and see a lot of things that thank God you don't have them. So what might be an ideal way to worship Christ? We've talked a lot about the outer surface things. Once you find the true name of God, the name that it's like if I say, "Hey, you," that's how most people see God. But if I say, "George, what are you doing?" That's knowing God, because he'll give you the name for you to use in connecting with God. He'll give you that vibration. Because some people, and mostly these will be, I'm going to exclude the Jews out of the comment, the infidels who follow other names of God follow also other frequencies of God. And when they do that, that frequency is going to come through and influence everybody around them. Now it starts to make a little sense that the Crusades went out to kill off people that were following a false god. That's in quotes. But here's one to see if you can wrap your mind around. If there's one God and we all know him and he's real and we all have the same one, why don't we all have the same religion? Why wouldn't it just naturally be that we'd either disband because what the heck's that doing anyway? Well, we have to have a social life. Humans are social creatures. They used to call them social animals, but they've expanded. Must be evolution working. Do I hear a baby crying? You know, that's just free energy. If you don't think babies irritate me when they cry, you're setting up your mind to implant it out there so that when babies cry, you get upset. You start to get tight, bite down the jaw instead of opening and receiving the fullness of the child's energy towards you. They'll shut up crying. Very fast. Is that manipulative? Sure. Is that bad? No. Why? Well, there's more things that manipulate us than we manipulate them. What are the things? Lights up here, lights in the room, heat, air conditioning, cars for driving, horses for recreation. You can find them out there. Just these few will just open your mind to, how about this and this and this and this and this? Well, look at it and see what it is. Trust your own intuition and then check it out. It'll start to expand the horizons and the vistas of your mind. Now they test people for intelligent quotients. 20-some years ago, 25 years ago, we started checking people for a comprehension index. Not what they've learned, because you can give them a test and get that, but find out how they're going to take the learning and expand with it. And that's what everybody wants. They all want this little more gift, like, God, give me a gift. You're alive and you're breathing. There's this gift. Well, how about the rest of it? That's for the God inside of you and your conscious awareness and your experiences and your karmas and anything else that's rolling at you is for you to use. Why? God's responsible for his creation and you're responsible for yours, because the Bible says very clearly, Jesus said it to the multitude that was there, ye are gods. See, that's blaspheming the Hebrew religion. Or would we call it the Jewish faith? Doesn't matter to me, as long as we're doing it with appropriate intention. That is referencing and giving us reference points that we all know that we can bounce information off. And how do we know if information is accurate? You read somebody else's book to see if they say a similar thing. And they do. And then you read somebody else's book to see what they say, and they're saying a similar thing. And they're all doing it. Who stole from who? You can't find out by referencing each other. But a lot of intellectuals and academics, scholars, will do the research intellectually through books. And the spiritual scientist learns the information from experiencing it and ingraining it into their consciousness and producing it out into the world. One of the greatest scientists that came on the planet was Jesus Christ. And he demonstrated and showed people continuously. You know, there's a place in the Bible, in the New Testament, where one of the apostles was speaking as reading the letter. In my Father's house is many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. Now we've got to watch out for that one. Because you'll say something and do something and God didn't slap you down, so therefore he approved of you. We're not too sure. In the Old Testament, he sent prophets before any action that was to be taken spiritually to tell the people, prepare yourself, make way the path. Leave this city and go. It's going to be destroyed shortly. A lot of people said, well, I'm not going until I see it. You're just going to see it and then dead. Then what did he do? Well, I wished I hadn't done it. No, you won't. That ability won't be there. It's like men can't have babies because that ability isn't there. You're saying, yeah, but what about these people that are doing surgery and setting up so that maybe men can have babies? What are they going to produce? What kind of a consciousness child? How's it going to grow up and where's its line of energy coming from? A test tube? Operating tables? The body is so marvelous, it's so well built that we can put up with all the stuff that we do. If it weren't built like this, I think many of us would have jumped off buildings a long, long time ago. Because what? the negativity we do towards ourselves about what somebody might do to us. If they knew this or this or this or this or interpreted it wrong, then it'll come at us and we'll really be harmed, terribly harmed. I mean, it'll be disaster, it'll be destruction. And you look out there and the grass is growing, trees are blowing, wind is through the air. There's no destruction. There just is. There are gods called Vishnu, Shiva, and Brahma. There are gods like that. They don't have the energy field of the one we deal with. But they're travelers in that line also. But they're not the travelers that go the way we go. Many of those are going to reincarnate right back real soon because they're going to see what went on. And the person they worshiped as God in the flesh, they're going to do what he says to them in the spirit world. Most of us say, this is it. I've been around a long time, worked hard, delivered a lot of good things. Now it's time for me not to be here. So if I said, well, you're going to die tomorrow. This will be your last Christmas, you see. You're going to die tomorrow. You may say, oh, no, I don't want to. Well, that's what we're studying. How to die and stay alive. What do we tell people? You have to practice these things. You have to keep at these things. And not as a punishment by distributing the information, you're going to die or go to hell. The road to hell is paved. It's a good trip. I mean, you don't have to climb down through a fiery volcano. You can drive into it in your Ferrari. It's paved. Do you understand that? It's very easy. And going to heaven is very difficult because you got to be willing to see the face of God by looking at your own face and the destructiveness you produced in yourself. And once you have finished looking at those, what will there be next for you? Many people who have been asleep since the time of Jesus are still asleep. They didn't have a resurrection. A lot of them said, we live again or we live in another place. The Egyptians embalmed for that. People who are of the Hebrew faith want to be buried over by the Intercontinental Hotel in Jerusalem, facing the holy city of Jerusalem. What they don't know is how Jerusalem was spelled. J-E-R, capital U-S-A, L-M. I was flying with one of my lady teachers many, many years ago from Salt Lake to San Francisco. And she turned around and grabbed hold of my hand. She said, oh, my God. And I said, no. And I didn't know what she was talking about because she said, I just saw the new Jerusalem and it's ready to come down. I said, do you think it'll be out here? We were someplace over Reno. I said, do you think it'll be out here? And she looked down. She said, no, it doesn't look like that. I said, no, it'll be new. So I guess there'll be nothing there. And she says, no, it is beautiful. And described it to me in great detail that she didn't have even know how to read a recipe to make banana nut bread. Was that difficult for her? No, that lady's health increased and improved. She saw a true vision of something. And what she called it was fine with me because it's her vision. I never went about trying to disprove it or make her wrong. I just stayed very close because if she saw it in the sense of it's being prepared to be dropped down, then maybe we can get out of the way if it's going to come on us. And I don't see him, but if she could, that'd be good enough for me. Then many years later, I saw it. And I thought, wow, this new Jerusalem is going to come down all over the planet. Because it seems ridiculous that God would choose Jerusalem. Even though it's a holy vortex, there are others like that. When initiates get together in a room, we open a vortex of energy. Same thing with ministers. Same thing happens when you serve people. The vortex opens. If we all put our mind to the Christ, the God over this area, the best way to describe it is this region, because we're not sure where the ends of it go, in the spirit above the physical, because all of that. And I used to have a lot of trouble with the idea that how come Jesus is the only begotten Son of God when the Bible says ye are all gods? Oh, we're not sons. We're already developed. If he calls us a son and daughter of God, maybe we're up for discipline. What do we do with that? Learn it real, real well, and then you'll know what to stay out of. And that will be important. And to all you people around the world that are listening to us, God bless you, each and every one. And may God shine his light fully within your heart. May you be forever blessed. May you see that that comes your way is always your blessing. If today didn't work good, do tomorrow a little differently. A little differently. If you don't like the job you're in, start looking for another one. Keep expanding and keep growing, because that's the way it's been set up spiritually.
Beirut Beishan.
John Rogers' closing words were Beirut Beishan, which means the blessings already are. The blessings, the ideas, and the concepts which you've heard are just a small part of the abundance of material John Roger has shared with us over the years. If you would like a free book by John Roger, Journey of a Soul, call this number, 1-800-899-2665. You can send email to servicedesk@msia.org or write to That Which Is, Post Office Box 513-935, Los Angeles, California, zip code 90051-1935. This has been That Which Is with John Roger. Thanks for joining us.